We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Siman Resh Ayin Gimel, discussing specifically the requirement of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And we mentioned that preferably a person should have bread, or in the event that they don't have bread, one of the five grains cake. We also mentioned that a person could fulfill Kiddush B'Makom Suda with wine. However, the Mechaber tells us, Avol, Ochal peroslo, a person who eats fruits, that does not constitute as Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah discusses the reason for this. Chameshas minim, when it comes to the five grains, namely that of wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, nikra mazon, that's something which is considered to be a mazon, something which sustains a person. V'yayin soyed halev, and wine also has the capacity to do so. Avol shar devarim, when it comes to anything else, afil ochel mehem harbe eino chashev suda klal. It's not considered to be a meal. And therefore, as we'll see in a moment, in the safer radiance of Shabbos, a person, let's say, goes to a kiddush, and there's a lot of good food. There's herring, there's gefilte fish, and there's all these different vegetables and fruit. And you eat a lot of it, and you're pretty full. You have not fulfilled kiddush makom suda. It has to be, at the very least, eating some form of mazonos. We'll discuss what constitutes mazonos. There may be some exceptions to that as well. And when it comes to fruit, absolutely not. However, Mishnah Berurah does have a leniency over here. He says, V'hini v'shulti giborim kasav. According to one opinion, yapa peros dai. Even if a person eats fruit, that's also a way a person could fulfill the obligation of Kiddush Makom Suda. Achdas hatur v'shulchan aruch ikar. Clearly the Shulchan Aruch says that one cannot fulfill their obligation when it comes to eating fruit. Achim cholosh libo ksas, however, let's say a person is not feeling all that well, the ein lo atom echmeshes haminim lisod achar kos, and they just don't have any of these grains, they don't have this cake nearby after they drank, after they made kiddush. Das eiz achronim diyesh lismach al shilti hagiborim b'shachros, when it comes to the morning, there is the possibility of following this leniency that one could in fact fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda with fruit. Again, it's talking about you have no other choice. And also he says that you're not feeling all that well, which the idea is you really couldn't wait. You had to eat something. And therefore, according to this one opinion, you fulfill the obligation of Kiddush Makom Suda. But, of course, l'chadchila, one should be eating something such as some type of mazonos. So on this, the Piskei Tshuva says, the Yeshmi Sh'omar, there are those that say, Shabashas Adchak Kavod Rabin, let's say under extreme circumstances or in the event that you're at a large Kiddush, as he says in parentheses, Av B'mikadish Al Yesh, a person who makes Kiddush on this Yain Sorof, on whiskey, brandy, or Shechar on beer, Rishosa Shtei Kosos Mehem, and you had a couple of drinks, Eshel Hakel Shiei Dino Ki Kiddush Makom Suda. Interesting, cool. That even though there's not even wine over here, but if you have this Chamar Medina, which we say you could use in the event that you don't have wine, or some say even with wine, in that situation, if you have enough of it, that also constitutes Kiddush Makom Suda, even though you didn't have mizonos. Again, this is a leniency, and this is according to a Das Yachid, one opinion. Then the Piskei Tshuva asks the question about Kugel. Yesh Rotzim Lidon De'achilos Kugel, he quotes the opinion of the Shas Shuvasos and Dabru that says that when it comes to Kiddush Makom Suda, the person has kugel, even though the bracha is Bremen Mizonos. Obviously, we're talking about a potato kugel, there's nothing to talk about. Of course, you're not Yotze. But even when it comes to, let's say, a Lakshin kugel, or salt and pepper kugel, or something which is made out of Mizonos, and bracha is made of Mizonos, some say that's not Kiddush Makom Suda. She'enu domul apasaba bekisnin. You can't compare it to other types of mizonos. It's considered to be like a side dish. Because the idea of Kiddush Makom Suda is you're having a meal, some type of a meal. Now, a person generally will not sit down and have a piece of kugel and say this is their main course. It's like a side dish. And therefore, because of that, some say that does not constitute Kiddush Makom Suda. Instead, let's say a person who goes home and they have spaghetti and meatballs. So the spaghetti is something in which is not like a side. That's already constitutes the meal itself. And therefore, you can see how perhaps one could make that distinction. V'yesh sovereign, but those that disagree, and on the bottom he quotes, perhaps this would be according to the Magen Avraham, V'yesh sovereign, shikivon shimavarachin olam bremen mazonos, ashu tavshel shayach k'viyasu debazet. There are those that are lenient and say that a person would have a piece of kugel at a kiddush, which of course the bracha is mazonos, that in fact, because that is among the five grains, that is considered to be enough to fulfill the obligation of Kiddush Makom Suda. In conclusion, it says in the Radiance of Shabbos the following two paragraphs. It says that for the Kiddush to be valid, it's necessary that both the person who recites Kiddush and the one who listens to it consume at least a kezias of bread, cake, or other food made from one of the five grains, as we mentioned. He also brings down that when it comes to eating this kezias, it should be done within a certain time span, namely kedei achilas pras, in which preferably should be within 2 minutes. And then he says that if you're at a kiddush, and you made kiddush, and all of a sudden you start schmoozing with everyone, as we said, kiddush makom suda is not just eating the right amount, it's also within a certain time frame. And therefore, it's not enough for you just to make kiddush and then schmooze for 10 minutes and then eat. You're supposed to eat something, as we mentioned, some of the things that we mentioned, right away. And he says, even if one partakes of large quantities of other food, beverages, and you do not have a kezias of one of the five grains, then your kiddush is not valid. And he makes a note over here when it comes to Pesach, in the event that you have a kiddush and you don't wash there afterwards. And let's say you're, according to those opinions, that do not eat any cooked or baked matzah products. So then there's an issue of kiddush makom suda, that even if you eat certain cakes and cookies which are made out of potato starch, that's not, of course, mizonos, and therefore you have not fulfilled the obligation of kiddush makom suda. The last thing he mentions over here, and we'll conclude with this, is if one has wine or grape juice, but no food made from the five species of grain, you should drink a mali lugma, which as we said is the minimal amount to fulfill the obligation of kiddush, and then to drink an additional full revius, which we discussed what that is. By doing so, he has fulfilled his kiddush makom suda requirements. So if you have eaten nothing, all you do is have enough wine, then you have fulfilled your obligation of kiddush makom suda. If he has only one revius, he should consume it all, and his kiddush is valid. However, a revius or even more, or chamer medina, cannot be used to fulfill the kiddush makom suda requirement, even though we said in the Piskei Tshuvos there are those that are lenient. A person who fulfills his kiddush obligation by listening to someone else's kiddush need only consume a revius to fulfill the requirement of kiddush makom suda. In other words, even though in the event that the person makes the kiddush, he has to drink a moly lugmav and then drink a revius, since all you're doing is listening to the kiddush in order to fulfill the obligation of kiddush makom suda, all you have to drink is a revius and no more.